Scribbles by Shakespeare's Girl, read by Petica. Summary. Chris has a habit of writing things down on whatever happens to be available. One of the things about Chris is that he's always writing. He writes everything down manually, too, with whatever pens are handy. Adam's seen him use purple sparkly jelly roll pens when there was nothing else around. Chord progressions, recipe ingredients, thoughts and lyrics and telephone numbers and grocery lists. All written down on whatever scraps of paper Chris could find and stuff into his pockets. At first it's weird. Adam's always just remembered things. And when he needs a hard copy, he'll type it into his phone or a Word document when he gets a second at the computer. Then it's endearing, especially when Adam figures out that if Chris can't find paper, he'll write on his skin. Chris can fill up his entire left arm, all the places he can see anyway, in an hour. Of course, he spends the evening bitching loudly about how hard it is to get the ink off his skin, and how he can't be expected to perform when it looks like he's got some sort of weird skin disease. Adam likes to watch while he stands at the sink, soap suds up both arms as he scrubs out the words on his skin. Then it shifts, somehow. It's still silly and quirky and fun, but there's something else too, something underneath. It comes to a head when Chris runs out of space on his own arm and grabs Adam's. Before he knows what's happening, Adam has neat, precise lines of Chris's handwriting marching up his arm. 7 rows, 8, 9. Adam gapes at Chris, tugs at his arm where Chris holds it. But Chris ignores him in favor of spelling out "innuendo" on the inside of Adam's elbow. Chris reaches the sleeve of Adam's t-shirt and pushes it up, clearing more space for him to write in, and, somehow, manages to get words all the way up to Adam's shoulders before Adam twitches away, making a noise that's disturbingly close to a whine. "Sorry, am I bothering you?" Chris asks, suddenly sheepish. I'll just try to remember, I guess. "No," Adam says, taking a deep breath and presenting his other arm to be written on. "I just wasn't expecting it. It's no big deal." "Cool. I'm almost finished with this. I just want to get these thoughts down while they're fresh, you know?" Chris grins, then starts writing again. When Chris is done, Adam slides on a long-sleeved shirt and tries not to think about the ink he's hiding, and what it might mean that he wants Chris to keep writing all over his body until he's covered in Chris's words. Adam does a pretty good job of not thinking about it. So good, he's about to jump in the shower when Chris clears his throat. "What?" Adam wonders. "Can I at least copy my words down first, dude?" he asks, smirking. "Oh, right." Adam blinks. "Yeah, of course. How do you want to..." "Take off your shirt. It'll be easier for me to read and write at the same time that way," Chris says. Adam does as he's told, and Chris scoots closer to him. His fingers trace up Adam's arm, following the lines of text, guitar calloused and warm. Adam shivers, and Chris slaps him gently. "Hold still. I'm having enough trouble reading this without you moving." Adam holds as still as possible, barely daring to breathe. Chris's fingers trace his progress, up one arm, then the other. And God, it is a really fucking good thing Adam only has to deal with Chris copying down what's on his arms, because any more of those feather-light touches, and he's going to do something stupid, like pinning the married straight boy to the bed and kissing him. Adam swallows down shocky lust and sighs. "Am I done?" he asks finally when Chris's fingers haven't moved for a while. "Oh, yeah, right. Go forth and be clean," Chris says benevolently. He looks clueless as to the effects he's been having on Adam. Adam hightails it for the bathroom, locks himself in. He looks at himself in the mirror and likes what he sees. The lines and lines of slightly smeared handwriting. With a sharp laugh, he starts the shower and turns it up hotter than he normally likes it. Needs to scald the feeling of Chris's fingers away. He gets under the spray and starts scrubbing, skin turning pink and raw as the ink bleeds away under the hot water and body wash. This isn't a thing, he tells himself firmly. But no matter how hard he scrubs, the writing won't go away. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Shakespeare's Girl for allowing me to record this fic. If you'd like to read it online, it can be found at archiveofourown.works/329144/chapters/531099. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at paticaproductions.com. This fic was recorded for Rock XXX Junkie. Thanks for listening.